Welcome on the 18th of August to the Blessings of Christ. Of course, we're always, always blanketed by the blessings of Christ. We just come here on this day to acknowledge them and to show our great appreciation for them and to open ourselves up more for receiving them. So that's why we're here. He is always with us. It's not just on this day that he's here. I'm taking just a very brief moment here to transfer over to the headset. Okay, here we are. Sorry for that little brief intrusion. We have had some connectivity problems down here today. And as always, they're a little bit intrusive, but we work around them. So I would like to open it, as always, not always, but mostly, for our community, because what we're here to do is to build connections of reception. And isn't it interesting that so often I come into the blessing call with some Wi-Fi connections or satellite connections that have to be strengthened. And in the process of the call, they do become strengthened, and we get a good recording. But it's a lot like that in the human domain as well. Sometimes one of us may not have such a good connection, either because of listening or too much interference in your life, or too much distraction, or too many problems, or it could be any of a hundred things. But as we come together, we confirm our relationship to God, our relationship to Christ, to nature, to the Holy Spirit, and those connections become stronger. So we're going to open our lines to the community, and I want to ask Tony to come on first. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Glenda. Hi, thank you so much. Yeah. It's wonderful to be here with you. Couple things. We have Chiron, the moon with Chiron today. So it's a wonderful day for healing. But it's also a day for aligning intentions, deep intentions, for healing or any kind of deep purpose. Moon with Chiron would be really good for that. And we have, this week we have the sun with Regulus. This is something that happens every year. It's a very close alignment. It's one of the brightest stars in the sky. And I think it's very significant, for us, for everybody who's interested in this message, because that star, Regulus is the heart of the lion. And it's
and
a
the
beautiful
lion. Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's really intriguing because I find a very strong correlation between what Yeshua was talking about with his own. I mean, he identifies with the lion too and the lamb, and and it's very significant. I think, especially since that the eclipse that happened 2 years ago, which preceded the hurricane that hit you, that eclipse was exactly aligned with Regulus.
I know. So
we get this amazing alignment every year. And to me, this has the potential to be something that would be something that could evolve into a planetary celebration, spiritual celebration of our connectedness with, the heart of the lion. So I feel it's just a beautiful moment. That's August 22nd. So the days before and after the sun is approaching. And, yesterday I was up really, really super early, got to watch the sunrise, and I saw Mercury. Mercury for the last 2 weeks plus has been visible in the morning sky. And so for the next day or two, you can still see Mercury before the sunrise. You'd want to be there as the glow of the sun is approaching but not quite, you know, not close to the, you know, early dawn, it's not visible. You have to wait until a little bit after that. So just before the sunrise, maybe 20 minutes before the sunrise, you can see Mercury, which is, it's beautiful and it's rare. We don't see Mercury very often. It's close to the sun, so we don't see it very frequently.
That's right.
In the morning. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so there's that, and a blessing that I want to mention. One of Judy's teacher friends lost her mom. She's 94.
Oh.
So she had a very long, wonderful life, and the teacher's name is Lori Beegee. And so I was just going to do a blessing for Lori's whole family and her mom. It seems like a wonderful week, and there's a lot of good energy right now. So it's a blessing to share it with you.
Thank you, Tony. I'll elaborate on one thing you said about the lion and the heart of the lion, Yeshua.
Yeah.
This is actually scriptural. It is said he came as the Lamb of God. He shall rule as the Lion of Judah.
That's a good one. I didn't know that one.
Oh, yes. So that's scriptural. And it was prophecy from the Old Testament. It was a remark made in his life and then in the book of Revelation. Where he is personified as the sacrificial lamb, but also the lion that shall return and rule. Now, we think of lions in the wild as being predatorial and dangerous, but actually, they're probably less predatorial and less dangerous than a lot of the other big cats. For the most part, they take what they need, and they supervise the kingdom. It's they have been studied the role of the lions in managing migrations, in managing the hunting and foraging of other animals, has been studied in great depth. And an interesting thing is, most of the time, the lions occupy the higher ground where they can actually oversee the valley. It's kind of an interesting thing that the remake of The Lion King is coming back. I love that. I love that song. I love the movie and everything it's about. But the heart of the lion has always been thought to be the ruler who can rule with a heavy hand, but an even larger heart.
Well, it's beautiful.
So I just wanted to say that. And also in relation to your contributions every week, I came across a quote I thought you would enjoy. And that quote was, astrology is the psychology of the universe.
That's lovely.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is. Thank you for sharing that. It's just so alive. You know, when I saw Mercury pop out as the stars were dimming yesterday, I was like, wow. And I knew that it might be Mercury, and then I checked and found out it was. It's just so continually alive. It just brings us amazing revelations and connections all the time.
Yeah.
And it's responsive.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing that's so
it is.
So we go out and watch the sky. You notice things. It shows you things. It's a conscious connection.
That's the consciousness. That's why I thought that little quote was great, because psychology is the study of consciousness.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Well, we're going to move on and take some more calls. Tony, as always, it's great to speak with you. And
thank you,
we have Jean Marie on the call. Hi, Jean Marie. Your line is on.
Hi, Glenda and everybody. Yes, I have a blessing request for a friend of mine's son in Albuquerque was working in some capacity, helping put on a roof or something, and fell through the roof and is in the hospital with possible kidney damage. They're really keeping a close watch on him. His name is Brian, with a Y, Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if we could just shine the light on Brian and wife Karen and three little children.
Oh, three children. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
he's
holding steady, as I understand it. But let's give him a boost with our blessing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it could have been so much worse. So let's start by giving thanks. You know, this is what I have learned to do when I'm hit by something that I just say, I can't imagine how this could happen or why it would happen. And the first thing I do is I look at the bigger picture and say, but it could have been so much worse. Thank you, God. Because that spirit of gratitude, when it's actually applied to life, is a healing modality all in itself. And it starts to activate the healing. In other words, we're already five steps down the road toward healing when we can position ourselves that way.
Yes, his mom, my friend, has already spoken in that way about it.
Okay, good. And I have him on my list and in my heart, and his children and wife, too. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and he had just started his job like a week ago.
Okay.
So, it is done. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. And I'm going to take a call from Joni. Hi, Joni.
Hi, Glenda. Thank you. I just wanted to give an update on my border collie, Callie, that I'd asked for a blessing for last week, and I'd love another one for her this week. We're actually seeing some improvement, at least in terms of the tests and also just in terms of her. So that's very encouraging. We have a way to go, but we're in the right direction. And the other thing, when I was praying and meditating about her, it was kind of amazing. I realized a couple of things that obviously, you know, God is the healer there. God created her, so God knows what is needed to bring her to wholeness. And and then I sort of said, well, but, you know, is there a purpose? What, you know, was sort of thinking, yeah, but, you know, for her staying. And then it was so I was shown that the number of people who have contacted me who are praying fervently for her, and they're just from all walks of various parts of my life, people I don't even know who are focusing, you know, positive attention and love and prayer on her. And I thought, you know, this little dog has just brought together this huge community all over literally the world for love, in love. And I thought, oh, my stars, I mean, what greater service? And I thought, you know, it was pretty mind-boggling. I thought, you know, I just honor her for that and realize that, you know, how much she serves now and can continue to serve. And
you know, Joni, there are martyrs all over the world who are doing that as we speak.
Yes.
And through the pain they're willing to take on in the name of service, they have pulled together people that would never have been together on the same page before, expressing their love, their hope, and their gratitude to God. So there is a play. There is a constructive place in life for pain. For one thing, it reminds us of our mortality. It reminds us to be grateful for the good days we have and every day we have that is not filled with pain. And you just contributed a beautiful message in that. And Callie as well. Of course, she's the little catalyst who's doing it. And I thank you for bringing that up because, see, That's what I mean by building the community of connection. Another thing that happens when we are stressed or suffering or troubled or going through problems, people will come to our aid that might not have otherwise been in our life. Because for the most part, going through life, we try to reinforce the positive connections and patterns of our life. It's only natural. That's not said as a criticism in any way. It's a very positive thing we do. But, and there is a but here, it can narrow the parameters of our lives. Because as we start being extremely selective about who we line up with and have line up with our life, there are fewer and fewer choices the more the pattern has developed and grown. So, you know, just think about when you were in the first grade and you played with all the kids. By the end of your first year in school, you'd already probably formed your best friend and maybe your third, fourth, and fifth best friend. By second grade, you came back in the fall and couldn't wait to meet up with your favorite friends and then their favorite friends. And pretty soon, you were a little clique that kind of stayed together on the playing field, or if you chose up sides for a game in the room, you'd all choose each other. It's okay. Now, like I said again, it's not said as a criticism because the fact is we like to be with the people we like. And being with the people we like on our team, we do better work as a team. But when you think about this, in the big, big spectrum of life, the person who has the answer for your life may be outside that circle. And problems and challenges have an interesting way of causing us to look outside that circle. And often, as a result of problems, we have made friends we would never have made. I live on a street where nobody spoke to anybody until the hurricane. After that, we were all doing barbecues for each other. And we found in each other valuable assets for our lives that we didn't know about. Go figure. You know, when Yeshua picked his apostles, he didn't go to the temple and pick them from the Levites. He didn't go to the temple courtyard and pick up the people who were praying. He went down along the piers where the fishermen came in. He went out to where there was construction and carpentry happening. He saw this guy out collecting taxes, and he said, come follow me. You know, he knew that he could take anyone from anywhere and find the best in that person. He died on the cross beside a thief. And the thief recognized him, and he said, you will be with me today in paradise. So, yes, we do need to discern our companions in life for maybe two reasons. One is the practical reason of having somebody, well, for example, work on our car who's a mechanic and not an ice cream vendor. You know, we do need some practical discernment in our life. And then we also just do better around people that we feel in harmony with. So there are some very positive reasons for being discerning. But if you can learn to just be discerning and leave it at that, it opens up so many more possibilities for what you can do. I'll give you an example in my own life. Well, I'm going to give you two or three examples that will speak. I mean, they're really coming from my heart. So I don't want to say, oh, this is just what you do. Oh, me too.
after I finished The Lamb and the Lion, I didn't tell anyone I had spoken to Yeshua, because what would they say? They would ask me, well, what did he say? And I would have to answer. And what might they say to me? And then the word would get out, and people would come to me that maybe I didn't have anything in common with. Maybe it would be some incredibly conservative Christian who would come to throw a rotten egg at me. You see, I didn't know what the field looked like, so I kept my mouth shut. And then after I had the courage to speak, I realized, yes, there were people coming from all walks of life, all patterns of belief, but in relation to this one subject, they were all interested, and they were all good to me. As I progressed even more in the work, it came to be that I would write a book. And the book was rejected by a lot of distributors who were very staunch, hardline Christian bookstores. The book was rejected by a lot of New Age distributors because it was about Jesus. Okay? So I had to face rejection from a lot of people and find the pathway I needed to walk on, which was still a very big pathway. But there were people, hardliners, one side or the other, that would come at me if I tried to cross their line. Now, I'm being urged by someone who's trying to help me promote to a bigger audience, because I'm going to have to, that I need to have an online radio program. And I'm getting scared again because I've got to say what will appeal to the world, not seem too limited, not judge anyone, but still speak my truth. And that's going to be a whole new adventure for me in moving outside of my comfort zone, finding a way to be in a larger field of action with a more diversified public in a global world. It's going to be my next field of challenge. But it's important that we keep pressing and crossing our boundaries. And sometimes it's these moments of hardship that force us to cross over and that remind us we're not finding the answer inside our comfort zone. Otherwise, we would be comfortable. Does that make sense? If the answer was inside your comfort zone, you would be comfortable. It's kind of five-year-old logic, but it's true. So, Joni, you and Callie have shown us to exactly what you're experiencing, and everybody else who's come on the line and receives their blessing, and Tony that comes on and teaches us what's going on with the planets, because they are way outside our normal field of reality. So let's see how big we can be, okay? And I'm going to take another caller.
Thank you, Glenn.
Great. You're welcome. Sarah, welcome.
Oh, aloha, Glenda, and this beautiful community. And thank you so much, Glenda, for just what you just modeled there for all of us stepping into our comfort, leaning into our comfort zone. Thank you so much. That was just really beautiful. And I wanted to ask a blessing. One, I just learned about a lady. Her name's the Kitten Lady, and she was just on Fresh Air, and she rescues kittens. And there's also a man in... Yeah, like just it's such a beautiful interview if anyone wants to listen to it. And my little cat Fiona's on my lap looking up at me as I talk about it. And there's also, I read about a man as well in Syria, and I forget what they called him, but he was such a hero as well. He would not leave the completely dangerous war streets because he was there to take care of the cats, and it just was so beautiful. And so when I ask for a blessing for all of the millions of us who care for animals and rescue them and nurture them and advocate for them, and just a blessing for all who are so taking care of our little friends here.
Oh, and that's so sweet. Yes.
Yeah. They do so much for us. And I just want to ask for a blessing for myself. I've just been a little feeling not well. Like my back really hurts, and just sort of some down, feeling a little bit down and such. So I wanted to ask for a special blessing to help me.
Okay, Sarah, we will. We will hold you in our heart.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm sure the little kittens are too.
Yeah.
So precious. Okay. We are at 333. What a good time. And let's take a couple more calls. Let's be right on point of the blessing we want to ask. Okay. David, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is David Weiss, and that was amazing. I'll say something. I don't even know where to start. I had a couple of things to comment and a blessing request. One is, I heard that the light was really cranked up for August, and the dark was also pretty cranked up, but the light was even more cranked up, and I didn't know if Tony had seen that in his astrology, but I've definitely been feeling it. And which brings me to the concept of signal to noise, which is common in radio and TV. It's having your signal stronger than the noise, whether you're talking about discernment or selection like you're talking about, or it's your location or your food or your diet or being connected to Jesus. It's all that you're ramping up your signal relative to any noise in your environment, and that's how you're able to receive, and that's how you're able to broadcast, and that's how radio stations work.
Exactly. David, thank you for that, because that's exactly the technical explanation for what I've been telling everyone all along. We come here to get that signal stronger and to be in a field where there's less noise, there's less background noise.
It is. I've been in Atlanta. My girlfriend Janice is having surgery tomorrow in Albuquerque, seems like Albuquerque's come up twice on the call now. And so I've even changed my location today so I can better send her energy, because I found that I could not stay as clear in the Atlanta grid. And so I've even changed my location just so I can, you know, hold her, but I'm asking for a blessing for Janice. She's having surgery tomorrow.
That's so sweet of you. And I've got her on my list.
Thank you so much. And again, I when you said 3:30, well, the numbers are speaking to me today too. So that's all.
That's right. When you came on the call, 3:33.
Yeah.
Okay, right. I'm gonna. David, I've got it down, and I'm going to try to take one more person. Well, Stormy, I see you're on. Can you just come on quickly and just offer your angelic blessing?
Yes, a message. Trust in God, Glenda. Trust in God.
God is my Savior, and I mean that with all my heart.
This will get you through this next step here. I met a policeman today that does not wear his vest because he has such trust in God, he doesn't feel he needs it. Now that's trust for a policeman.
That's trust. That's right.
Thank you.
There you go. Thank you, Stormy. You're always a light in my world.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Desmond, can you be quick?
Hey, Glenda.
Hi.
Hey, I drew a blueprint for my house, dream house, and I'm living in it in my dreams. It's the most beautiful. I finally created a match. I'm 32, and it took me 32 years to design a beautiful little house, and it's only in my mind, but it's a blessing. And like you, I want to start a new project. I want to start doing nutritional coaching, and I'm just getting ready to build the website and the blog.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And by the way, that's where all dreams start, either in the mind or the heart. You know, we don't pick them up from the world outside. We create them from within us. So we will put your dream home and your coaching career on our blessing list so that you can be successful with both. All right.
Thank you, Glenda.
And, yeah. I think it's time we actually got into our blessing. I like to stay as coordinated as I can. And everyone be seated quietly, peacefully. Just observe the space around you. And tune in to the quietness of that space. Yes, there may be cars honking somewhere, but not in your space. There may be dogs barking or trees blowing, but not in your space. From the inside out, notice the quietness of the world around you, because we have come together as a community to create a spiritual network that holds itself together as a temple. A very precious and anointed temple for the receiving of God, the blessings of Christ, and the breath of the Holy Spirit. So let us be here in this quietness. Let your attention fall into your heart and be ready to offer your prayers as soon as I have finished welcoming Yeshua into our midst. Of course, he's already here, but it's very, very nice to welcome him and to be here knowing that he is with us. Yeshua, we thank you for everything. We thank you for your love, which is here eternally. We thank you for bringing order into our world so that things may be orderly without us having to rely upon narrow spaces and tight structures, that you bring a natural order of creation. That's what we seek for our healing, to be in that natural order of creation. And we have so much to learn from our companion animals, which is why we help them and they help us. We know because they are tuned in to the natural order of life. We thank you for our visionaries, for our spiritual leaders, for the ones who have taught us through the ages, for our healers, and those who pray for us constantly, that we may have a safer, more sacred space in which to post our dreams and see our dreams come true. We ask that you would be with us now as we continue this prayer, each one for that which they most desire, that you hear their prayers and be in their hearts. We ask all of this in your precious name. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Your blessing has been given. Now it's for you to complete the receiving. So go and rest. Be quiet. Continue to be quiet and just open. Be a sponge for God. Okay? Soak it up. I wish you many blessings this day and this week and for all of those on our list and those who couldn't make it on our list because we didn't know about them. But we ask that they receive the blessings too. Bye-bye for now. And we'll see you next week.